Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined It's here on Triple M, thanks to Distinctive Homes. And Ru, it's been another huge week on The Brekkie Show.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five. On Thursday, we learnt the show became The Curiosity Show.
You know you can boil water in a paper bag on a fire.
Cut it out.
There were things you never knew.
What have you learned as an adult?
And things you probably never knew you didn't need to know.
Monkeys go on the ground.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Curiosity Show.
Then Professor Rusciuto taught us a great experiment to injure the kids when you go camping.
I learnt that if you fill up, say, a 2-litre lemonade bottle or Coke bottle, whatever, plastic one, full of water and put it in a really hot big fire, it explodes and blows out like a grenade.
Yeah!
How long does it take?
Well, it takes long enough for that water to boil and then it explodes.
Yeah!
Don't try this at home, and I mean it.
Number four, we learnt people will go to great lengths to win a meet and greet with Jimmy Barnes.
You have to scream like Jimmy Barnes. The best screamer.
No, you're not serious.
Will win the double, and he sounds a little bit like this. Give us a call right now.
That's his new single, actually.
Let's go to Ranella. G'day, Tanya.
Hello.
Tanya, give us your best Jimmy Barnes scream. Let's go to Sterling. G'day, Helen.
Hello.
How are you?
Helen is not well. Let's try Mark.
You're now Jimmy Barnes. Give us your best shot. G'day, Scott.
There can only be one winner.
Who are you going with, Ruth?
I'm going for Tanya.
Yeah, I thought Tanya. Righto, yeah. Tanya, you are the winner.
Number three. Take it easy, Tanya. You've won the prize. Number three. We learnt Rue hates the school holidays.
As soon as they wake up, they want to know what they're doing, where they're going. Can we go to the movies? Can we go to AFL Max? Can I have a sleepover? Can I have a play date? Why can't I have a play date? Such and such had one the other day. It's my turn. She always gets everything she wants. I need a new toy. I need some new shoes. Can we go to the movies again? Start a fight. He always starts a fight. Get out of my bedroom. I want to do some punk. Where are we going?
And can I just say to everyone listening, that's just Rue. Wait till the kids start. Sarah's got to put up with that as well.
Number two, Alice, the show's producer, had a great idea for the guys to eat chocolate on air.
You guys kind of live under a rock a little bit, so you don't know what caramilk is.
Caramilk.
Caramilk. It's a Cadbury chocolate.
Well, I know caramello.
Yeah, it's not that.
Right. Caramilk.
Caramilk.
Okay, it's caramilk.
Caramilk is hitting the shelves today.
Today. Caramilk.
Caramilk.
Rue hasn't said caramilk yet.
Caramilk.
There we go. And we learned getting grown men to eat chocolate on air is not a great idea.
So I've got one little block. All right. I'm just sucking. It's not bad. Very good. Very good. It's got a little bit of Milky Bar Kid about it.
It's got a little bit of please never do that again about it.
I'm just sucking. It's not bad.
Number one, we learnt that Ditz is all over the latest TV shows from 1987.
I watched Jake and the Fat Man every day last week. Channel One, if you want to catch up with it, every afternoon, I think at about 3 o'clock, Jake and the Fat Man. There you go. I was watching it last week.
Jake and the Fat Man, Tuesday.
Did you go Jake and the Fat Man all up per Days of Our Lives or?
No, Diagnosis Murder.
Diagnosis Murder.
Murder. Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
So you had a...
relaxing week last week.
You just did couch duty, did
you? No, I rode each day, but then I'd get back for my afternoon TV and watch
Diagnosis Murder.
Oh,
how's my life going?
I was nearly about to say, you are actually a bit of a loser.
No, not a bit of a loser.
Then you did the crossword.
Yeah, and Sudoku.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Oh, well, you got to rest, It's. You got to have a break on your holidays, don't you,
big
fella?
Yeah, I'm refreshed.
Good?
Yep.
And then you dish up the gold that you did this week when you're back at work.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast, thanks to Distinctive Homes, the striking premium display home in Lightsview. DistinctiveHomes.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.